A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
A warm welcome to A Word for Today. It's Monday the 6th of July. And what we're going to do this week is to cover again what was preached yesterday, Sunday, by our guest preacher, Jim Walford. It was a great joy to have Jim to preach for us yesterday, and he was going to be our house party speaker at Hailey, which would have been actually the previous weekend, but sadly, of course, that couldn't happen. So it was a special delight to enjoy Jim's ministry to us yesterday. I thought what would be most appropriate is if I tried in this week's worth of, in the week ahead, these A Word for Today recordings, to cover the whole of Mark chapter 1 and to set the teaching, the helpful teaching that Jim gave us, with kind of its introduction. So I thought today we would cover Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8, and by the end of the week we will have got to the end of chapter 1, including the passage that Jim preached so well yesterday. So, I'm going to read from Mark chapter 1 and verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness, and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him, and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, and wore a leather belt round his waist, and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Now these verses are actually quite familiar to us at Lionsdown because we use them to introduce our Christianity Explained course. Indeed, the first session of Christianity Explained is based entirely just on the first verse of Mark's Gospel, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's worth saying a few things about that. It is, if you like, the title page, and it's saying that what comes after this is a gospel. Now, that word for gospel is understood today to mean many different things. The point is, what did it mean when Mark wrote it? It didn't mean, for example, book, although many people would understand it to mean that now. No, when Mark sat down and wrote the word gospel, he meant message of good news. And that is very important because it means that what Mark is doing is presenting a constructed teaching package. And so whilst everything he tells us in his gospel is indeed historically true, it's not necessarily presented in a chronological order, because Mark is arranging his material, he is grouping it thematically in order to teach. And if we compare the first three Gospels, that we call them sometimes the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke, so-called because they are so similar to each other, we will often find that the stories that they relate are in a different order. And the reason is that the aim is not to present a history in chronological order, but rather to teach a message, to teach the message of good news, the gospel. And that way, the writers of the gospels feel perfectly free to take messages from the events of Jesus's life in any order they please. They are happy to do that because they are presenting not a chronological history, but a message. Now, they're not presenting a biography either. If they were, it would be a pretty strange biography. Certainly in Mark's Gospel, Jesus appears on the scene at the age of about 30 as a full-grown adult. We're not told anything about his past in that sense, his childhood or his youth. And we find that an inordinate amount of time and space is devoted to the last week of Jesus's life. Again, that would be very curious in any biography. No, this is not a biography of Jesus Christ. This is, as Mark says, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The person of Jesus Christ, mentioned there right in the beginning, is presented as the one either to whom the gospel belongs or whom the gospel is about. The genitive case there of Jesus Christ can mean both those things and actually many other things as well. The genitive case for linguists, as linguists will know, is a very versatile case and can mean can be used in a wide variety of ways. In this case, I think we don't have to choose really whether it is the gospel that is the property of Jesus Christ or the gospel that has Jesus Christ at the center, because both things are true. It is the gospel of God. And that's what the first verse goes on to tell us, the Son of God. Now, a footnote says that some manuscripts omit the Son of God. We shouldn't be worried by that. Even if it was omitted from the original manuscript that Mark wrote, his material makes very, very clear again and again and again that this is God in the flesh. And when we say the Son of God, of course, we mean the person who is quite literally God. You see, whilst dogs have puppies and cats have kittens and human beings have human babies, when God has a son, that son is perfectly God. The son shares the nature of God. And as we continue down from that great title, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, what we will find unfolded before us as we go through these verses in the days ahead that lie in front of us this week, is that this is indeed good news from God. It is a message that demands a personal response. This isn't just a message for information. It's not a message that is esoteric, that is to say, destined for particular people. This is a message for all humankind, a message of good news from God. And as we look at verses 2 and 3, we see immediately Mark, the writer, quotes from the Old Testament. It's interesting because actually verses 2 and 3 quote verses in Isaiah and in Malachi. The first verse that's quoted in verse 2 is from Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. And the context of that is the coming judge. And then in verse 3, that is a quotation from Isaiah chapter 40, and that context presents the Saviour. Now, you think it would perhaps be more logically the other way around. Jesus is firstly the Saviour, and then he will be the judge. But if we think about it, well, perhaps it's more appropriate that we should realise who he is, the judge at the end of time, before we are then able to take an interest in him as the Saviour of those who come to him. And then in verse 4, we go immediately to the activity of John the Baptist. There is John the Baptist proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. There is the heart of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. And we see the amazing ministry that John the Baptist had, and we see that John the Baptist's ministry was indeed one that drew people from all over Judea and all Jerusalem, as verse 5 says. John himself was dressed as an Old Testament prophet. Verse 6, camel's hair and a leather belt. That was the costume, we might say, of Elijah in the Old Testament. And what he pointed to, or rather who he pointed to, is one who had not baptized with water, but would baptize with the Holy Spirit. And what we see introduced here is the work of Jesus, which is a supernatural work of God the Holy Spirit, a work that not just makes people wet, as John the Baptist did, but a work that breathes into people the very life of God himself. I'm excited as we will continue to look at this in the week ahead. Do join us again tomorrow. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your gospel. Thank you for this amazing teaching message that comes to us with such power and authority. We pray that you would really bless us through this, and many might understand the gospel for the first time. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.